And then thirdly, because I believe the Lord has burdened me about it and has laid it on my heart to share it with you. So, John chapter 14. Most, if not all of you, will be familiar with the words in verse 15 where the Lord Jesus Christ says to the disciples, if you love me, keep my commandments. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at verse 23. And the Lord Jesus is talking to Judas, but this is not Judas Iscariot. This is the brother of James who wrote the book of Jude. And it says there, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Amen. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Today I want us to think briefly about what it means to love the Lord. And with that, I want us to remind ourselves about what it means to be saved. In Uganda, we have been doing a lot of practical work. I think that's clear from the video. But we aren't just working practically, because it is our burden to see more than just souls saved. We want to see souls saved who love God. And if they love God, I trust they will want to know more of who God is. I trust they will want to live for God. And I trust they will tell others about God. Now, why is it so important that we pray for more than souls to be saved? Because to be saved is not just justification. Being saved is more than a transaction. It is also about being brought into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is about loving him. And if we love him, we will live for him, because every day we will see how much he loves us. And so it is important that as believers we understand this verse today, because being saved is life-changing. It is not just life-changing at one point in time. It is life-changing in the sense that we have been given something truly special, and that is the opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes in Uganda, whenever we do outreach, we get questions like, if I believe, do I have to come to church? If I believe, do I have to stop drinking? If I believe, can I still be a Muslim? Can I still be a Catholic? And this viewpoint or limited understanding is seeing salvation as a transaction, and there is no love for God. But this verse we read today is for the believer. It was the words of the Lord Jesus to the disciples, and it highlights that if someone is saved, they should love the Lord. Now let me ask you, what do you think whenever you think of being saved? Do you ever at times think along the same sort of lines as the unbeliever? Do you ever think of salvation as a transaction without realizing it? Maybe you think things like, my sin is forgiven, everything is complete, I will do what I can, but I want to enjoy life. And it won't matter if I don't read my Bible that much. It won't matter if I skip church this week. It won't matter if I don't go to the prayer meetings. I am saved. I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Well, young person or older person, if this is how you think, or if you are struggling with some of these things, then you too might misunderstand what it means to be saved. Because being saved does not just mean my sins are forgiven and I can do what I want, because I will still get to heaven. Being saved means that we have had our sins forgiven and we have been brought into a relationship with the Lord. So what do I mean exactly whenever I say being saved means that we should have a relationship with the Lord? Well, let's take a closer look at this verse 23. It says there, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And I want to think about those words, if a man love me. What does love, what does love mean? Love in the dictionary can be defined as having a deep affection, or it can be defined by having a great interest or pleasure in something. And so I wonder today, would you say your greatest interest is in knowing the Lord more? Would you say that you have a deep affection for the Lord? Would you say that your pleasure is in the Lord? If you can, then you will seek to be with the Lord, that you might know him more. And just like a friendship, your love will grow the more you spend time with him. How do we do this? We do this, for example, by reading his word, by being in prayer, and by going to church to worship him. And so because it is a continual thing, it is not something that we do once or now and again and then forget about it. And we can see this from Scripture. If we go back to the original language, the words, if a man love me, could also be rendered as, if a man loves and keeps on loving me, he will keep my words. And so the emphasis is that true love will continue and grow and build up. And so I wonder today, is our love for the Lord the same as is being described here? Is our love growing? Are we seeking our daily manna by listening to what the Lord has to say to us? Are we praying? Are we praising Him? Are we serving Him? Or has our love plateaued? Or maybe currently it's shrinking as we give our time, our talents, or our hearts to other things? Then secondly, notice with me, not only is love all about spending time with God and getting to know Him, it is also about being obedient. It says in the verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. You see, love is not just a feeling. It is not just something we can say. It is something that is active. And so we must be obedient to the word of God. Matthew Henry said, love is the root and obedience is the fruit. And I think that sums it up very well. While we have been brought into a relationship and we are to love God, God is still the master. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we must live in obedience to the word of God. But if obedience is the fruit, like Matthew Henry says, then I wonder what kind of fruit are we producing. If someone believes that being saved is only a transaction, then truthfully we won't see a lot of fruit from their lives. But if someone loves God, then their love for the Lord will be evident in their lives and in their walk with the Lord. We will see, for example, their obedience to the command of God to rest on the Sabbath day or fulfill the Great Commission. They will want to read their Bible. They will want to pray because their desire is to know the Lord's hand upon them, to feel His presence, and to know His loving arms around them. And so I ask you, as much as I challenge myself today, do we love the Lord like we should? Thirdly, then, if we do love the Lord like we should, then we can take great comfort from the words that follow in the verse 23, because it says, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Now, the love of the Father we see here is not the eternal love that God has for all who are His children. But as John Gill, the famous commentator, says, this verse is emphasizing the special love that God will bestow upon each one of His children as they follow and obey Him. A special love in forms such as greater measures of grace, fuller knowledge of God, and a closer communion with God in this world. So the love being mentioned here is relationship. It is knowing Him more. It is experiencing more of His goodness that we don't deserve, and it is something we can enjoy here and now. How do we know the Lord wants a relationship with us here in this world? Does the verse not mean at the end of time, whenever we go to heaven? Well, no, because it says, and we will come unto Him and make our abode with Him. This verse is talking about the here and now. When it mentions abode, it is speaking of habitation, where the Lord dwells in us and fills us His temple on earth. And so I wonder today, as I finish, let me ask you, how much room is there for the Lord in your life? Can you say, I surrender all? In this verse, the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, if a man love me, he will keep my words. May God help us all to remember these three truths. Firstly, salvation is not simply a transaction. It is the commencement of a relationship. Secondly, it is a relationship that is to deepen in knowledge and grow in love. And then thirdly, it is a relationship that as we draw closer to God, He will draw closer to us. And so if you're not saved today, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, then I encourage you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Have your sin forgiven, and today get right with God and enjoy a relationship with your Lord and Savior. Amen. I trust the Lord will bless those few thoughts to your heart. Like I said, I would normally open it up now to question time, but we won't do that now. What I'll do is I'll just leave you a few prayer points, and then I'll hand back to our brother. But if you do have any questions, please do ask us afterwards, whether it's inside or outside. Firstly, please do pray for Noreen or Miss McAfee as she continues on there at the mission station on her own. The school has just really come back after about 6 months. Some of the what is called candidate classes have just come back. So that's like P7, Form 5, those sorts of age groups. And church has started again as well. COVID numbers, not too bad in Uganda, to be fair. 40-odd million people. I think the last time I checked, it was around 5,000. And there was only maybe around, 50 people who had lost their life. So, to be fair, given the amount of people that are there, it hasn't been too bad. And I honestly believe God has really blessed the country because the facilities just aren't there to cope with it. I think there's less than maybe 50 ventilators for 40-odd million people. So you can just imagine what would happen if the worst came to the worst. So, like I said, I believe God has really blessed them and really taken care of them as a nation. Please do pray that souls will be saved and for greater opportunities to reach the community around us. We have been greatly encouraged this year by some of those who have made a profession. So please do continue to pray for them that they would grow spiritually and continue in their walk with God, kind of a bit like we have been discussing today. There is that great need to pray that they would continue on for Him. Please do pray then for the public or the pulpit vacancy as well. Pray for learning language, and then please do pray for us as a family as we would settle back in maybe just after Easter time next year, especially with the little one and how that would all work out as well. And ultimately that with this work, God would have His way, that He would be glorified. You know, our brother will attest to this. You know, we can make all the plans that we want, but if the Lord has a different direction or a plan for the work, then that's what will happen. So we want the Lord to have His way with His work and build His church as He sees fit there in Uganda. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the opportunity for being here today and letting us talk to you. And I look forward to maybe speaking to some of you afterwards. Thank you very much.